No.
We were having fights in here.
Okay, that's good.
So big fights.
I'm told as your parents, you don't know what you're missing here. We told a big fight here yesterday. See, one guy's got a blue eye, the other one's wearing shades. Yes, he's got two black eyes. All right. What are we learning? We're learning the series of Doi. What we did last time, we did the Gemara together with the Gemara of Chavches. It came out from the Sugya that Avnei Sakin Masoi are toldos. It's been a toldo of the boy. It's not an Av, it's a toldo. It's not written in the Torah. But it should still have the same status, same halachas as the Av. Whether the Av of Avnei Sakin Masoi is boy, or whether it's shor, it should still have the same halachic status as the Av, because it shares the same characteristics as the Av, right? If it's boy, it's the same. It's the Gemara calls it a noin chavet. It doesn't mean a noin chavet. Consider your loin and shmei also a levo. And if it's so, just like the Av for boy or chayiv, so to the toldo. Oh boy, there's no reason to say that this toldo should be different to the Av. And if we would say that Avnei Sakin Masoi, that you weren't mafki, is considered shor, and says Rashi, not boy, it's only shor, it's not boy, then again we have the same question. Av of shor we already decided, and the toldos of shor we already decided have the same halacha. We decided that on base and base. So why here should we think otherwise? So Mevela, we're left back with the question of a Papa. Now what was the Papa talking about? Which Toldo is not, which Av, sorry, which Av does not have the same, which Av, I have to use the right words here, which Av, on which Av was said that its Toldos are not the same as it, right? On which Av was said that its Toldos is not the same as it. Are we saying this lesson? Because we had a question last time, which we left off. I'll just repeat it. Start off with a good avone. Then the Gemara here is saying that this Toldo is shor. Avnei Sakin Masoi is shor, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, sorry. According to Rav. All right. According to Rav. It's considered shor. So we said that, so we already decided that all the toldos of Karen are like, all the toldos of Shor are like the Av. So why are we saying, so why would Rav Papa be referring to this? Well, we had the difficulty. Because it's true, all the toldos we've discussed till now are similar to the Av. We discussed all things that an animal would do, Shichur, Vitzah, Vita, and Negifa. Those are things which the animal would do, or eating, or walking. All these things are things that the animal does, and therefore there's no reason to differentiate between the toldo and the av. But this is a dormant item. This is a boy. Avnei Sakin Masoi is not doing anything. They'll never balance. So therefore, who says this toldo would have the same status as the av? This is a teretz which you mentioned. The short answer is kasha, but the pshat that we're going with is that we're not asking which tolda has the din of the Av, rather on which Av was said that its toldos are not like it. On which Av was said that its toldos are not like it, and it'll be uniformly across the board. On whatever Av we said it, then all of its toldos will not be like it. Whenever Av was said that, if we would find an Av that its toldos are like it, then all of its toldos would be like it. If Papa said, there is an Av that its toldos are not like it.
Would one, so if you've got toldos that are like it, then you have one toldo that's not like it.
You wouldn't have it.
Then it
wouldn't happen. There is no such thing like it.
So you've got,
what do you mean by not like it? Sorry, nalocha. You mean nalocha in the mitzvahs? Sorry, maybe I cut you short. I misunderstood.
Okay.
Say again.
Well, actually, both. I guess if not, we would see it, it's not like it.
Oh, yeah. So if you would find, and we do find, show you. where certain tolders are b'mitzius like the Av, and certain tolders are b'mitzius not like the Av, but we don't have a right to say that this tolder doesn't have the halachos of the Av, since all the other ones, all the other tolders clearly share the same halachos as the Av. So if Papa said on that Av, the tolders are like it. But Papa wasn't speaking about this one. Because you see that these...
Because these have a short character and shape, they all have the same mitzvahs as the Av. Then you have this one
case
which we have is which is not alive.
Right. So that, Papa didn't say that you'll have an Av with certain tolders one way and certain tolders the other way.
So that's carved out of Rav Papa's discussion.
Yeah. Had Rav Papa said a different word, that the awesome tolders like the Av, then we could have argued and said, yes, maybe this told her, yeah, this told her not. He didn't say that. He said, there are some obvious who's told us on our way.
The
H family is our obvious.
You know what the behem is referring to.
Now you do. Okay. We were referring to the obvious, yeah. So it's not the grinder question. We find the Tony obvious from the find told us. So we said, toldos say hen ki yoytrem, ask him, are the toldos like the Av or not?
Mm-hmm.
What's that also the Gemara? Yeshven ki yoytrem, yeshven lav ki yoytrem bohen. Yeshven ki yoytrem bohen. That's how Rav Nochum wants to explain. Yishven, of the obvious that we mentioned, Ker Yitzvahen, that the tolders follow them. Yishven, and from the obvious that we mentioned, Lav Ki Yitzvahen, their tolders will not follow them. Okay, the Kasher is definitely a Veshtake Kasher. I'm sure has Arichas to get out of this Kasher. It's definitely a strong Kasher. So that's where we were holding on the last time we learned, which was on Sunday. Which leaves us now with just a little tasters to do. Shouldn't take too long. No yot ksiv, no leites ksiv. Probably easiest tasters in this perspective. So, the Gemara said that one of you saying that one's an Av and one's a Toldor, and uses an Av and tests is a Toldor, it doesn't say either of them in the Torah. It doesn't say you, then it doesn't say test. So why should you pick on one to be the Av and one to be the Tolda? And then the Gemara answered, no. Yud does is written Yud in the Torah. Why? Ameis Yeloi. Ameis Yeloi means the animal, the pit can kill. And that, we know, is 10 tfochim. V'kim rabbanon yud of the misal test nizokin of the misal. So that we know, v'amisi eloi is 10, and 10 is v'amisi eloi means the pit can kill an animal, and kim rabbanon, no, accepted that. It's Kimnu Abonim means they have their knowledge. It doesn't say clearly whether they got from Sina or not. Pashtus, it's a Sfar.
Kim means they established.
Mm-hmm.
They established, or it was established for them.
Right. There's no clear Mukhar from these words what it means, Kimnu Abonim. But in logic, it has to be in. Not from Halacha Meshim Sina. Because it's a mitzvah.
What?
It's a mitzvah, does it die or not? Right, so it's something which you can make anything from an
experiment.
You work it out. I don't have a clear idea whether it means halacha meshim sinai or not. At least not what we're going to see in Tosis. In Rashi, we'll see very soon where we can learn it from. But Kimnu Rabbanan, there's no way we can learn from one or the other.
Is Allah Kalam Moshe Sinai though as if it's written?
I don't know. You're saying there should be an art?
Yeah.
God's saying if it should not be enough, if it is enough.
No, it should be enough.
It is enough.
I know.
Yeah.
Is that a proof that it's enough, that it comes because of questions?
I know. It's a proof it's enough because the Pasuk says about me, yeah, the Pasuk speaking about a pit that can kill. So now you just need to know what's a pit that can kill. So, and I personally don't think it's Allah Khosh. You see, I but if you found you showed him, otherwise I'm happy to stand corrected on that. Lo yud ksiv lo yites. And that's what the Gemara said. Okay, so anyone remember what Maharashi explained this? So far, Rashi didn't say anything, right?
It's not
he didn't say that here. Yeah, someone else. Right. Okay. And then the Gemara said, it's still, even the nine is enough. Right, and here we had two Mahavan Rashi, how the Gemara now woke up that even nine is enough. With two Mahavan, right? It's a Diuk in the Pasuk, or the Pasuk was speaking about Pitam nine.
Nine is enough for what?
Huh?
Nine is enough for what?
Nine is?
Nine is enough.
It's an Av. It's an Av.
Av for the Z.
Av with a V at the end.
It's a
deal.
It's also the one
that's right. Right, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, it's an arm, it's a deal. And the other Pshat was, no, the Pshat actually was speaking about all types of pits. And the Pshat, when he says, my Messiah is coming to tell me that if it was not meant to have killed, then you don't have to pay for that pit, that for the animal that died, because it wasn't meant to have killed it. So it wasn't. It didn't die because of the pit.
Having a deal being equated to being as if it was written, is that all about what holds that, or is that like universal? Is that like a general principle?
Well, so you keep yourself a little book. You've got a Rashi here,
okay.
And you see if you find another Rishon, we see not like that, okay. Right? That's every Rashi holds.
According to
Rashi,
there's two different approaches, but it's not enough.
Is there enough minute and mice between these two Malkim?
Right.
Where the mission was speaking about a Zokin.
Whether it's explicit in the Torah,
Tosis Kasha is going to be enough minute. Okay, he'll tell me which one. Tosis Kasha is going to be enough minute between these two Malkim. Means Tosis Kasha is only going to be on one of these Malkim.
Right.
Let's see. Says Tosis, lo yutziv, lo yitesziv. It doesn't say in the Torah yut. Tema, three places, about three caches. Tema, Rebei Kaporo, Tanan, Ma Boy, Yesh Boy, Gedei Laomis, Asoro, the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the Pasuk says Boy. He's come to tell me, not just Boy, but anything, even a Shiach Amoro, even things which aren't a Boy. So the Mishnah says, just like a boy. So we had the Kedemisha said, so why did I mention boy? If not dafka boy, even Shiach Ma'or, even things which aren't boy, a person who digs them and then an animal falls in, you're chayv to pay. So why does the Pasuk mention boy specifically? So Misha said, Ma boy, yesh boy gedei lahom is a soul. The Pasuk specifically said boy to tell me that just like boy, is able to kill the Hayu, it's 10 Tvachim. So too, Shiach Ma'or is only Chayv, is 10 Tvachim. That's how the Mishnah reads, yeah? Ma boy, Yesh Begdei Lahomis, Asoro is the mount, it's a boy, Yesh Begdei Lahomis, Asoro, so too, how do we know that boy is Asoro? Pirsha Kuntras, Rashi says, Stam boy yesh boy yud. The translation of boy is a boy, a cavity, whatever it's called, a construction that there is 10 tefachim deep. That is what boy is. Boy is the translation of boy. If you open up the dictionary, it'll tell you it's an excavation that's 10 tefachim deep. That's what it is. So what says this kasha? If that's a translation of boy.
It's a man-made.
Doesn't make any difference, right? It's a ditch in the ground that is 10 tefachim deep. So what's that possibly? So if that's a translation of boy, so what says this kasha?
It's written.
Then it's written before it's 10. The pasuk says bori. If that's the translation of bori, that's 10 tefachim deep. In ken yud ksiv, so it does say yud. So what's the Gemara here asking? It doesn't say yud.
Gemara and Rashi.
From Rashi.
Who's
what? Obviously, question on Rashi. There's never a question on the Gemara. The Gemara is MS. It must be a question on Rashi. Rashi is saying that boy is Yud. But if it's true, if we're going to accept that, if we're going to accept that Rashi is right that boy is Yud, then this Gemara doesn't read. Then the Gemara is saying here that we don't have, it doesn't, it's not written in the Torah. It must be written in the Torah. It says boy. So what has to give? Every time you have a question, something has to give. Where's the weak link? The Gemara or Rashi? Rashi's explanation and boy or the Gemara? Of course you can, but if you've got a question because of a Rashi on a Gemara, so obviously Rashi is something wrong with Rashi's pshat. Of course you can have a Gemara, Brisa negative Mishnah, or Brisa negative Brisa, or you can have an Amoya negative Amoya. Of course you can have those type of questions. But if you've got a question, because the Gemara here says you need to learn from apostle, it's not, the Gemara says it's not written in the Torah, and Rashi tells you that every boy means Yud, so then we have a question from Rashi on this Gemara. So something's wrong, right? So which is the weak link here? Is the Gemara wrong or is Rashi wrong? So obviously, neither of them are wrong, but if we have to try and understand our sugya, we're going to have to change what Rashi says. We're not going to change our Gemara, we're going to change the Rashi, we're going to change the Pshat that Rashi was talking about there. Right? How about you ask? What's your thought in other words? Okay, that's why I said. All right, so Rashi says that Stambor is 10. If that's true, then can you ksiv? Another cash on that Rashi. Vod kosher, the ocher doni ishvam isi eloi. Here we dash in 10 from Vamesi Eloi. Here we dash in the fact they can kill from Vamesi Eloi. We didn't know dash from Stam Boy. The word Boy means 10. So you see from our Gemara again, not like Rashi. The first question was that the Gemara said Boy, that Yud is not written in the Torah. Well, it is, because Boy means Yud. Second question is that the Gemara said, well, it's not written in the Gemara, and the Gemara answered, the Holy Kasha. That 10 does miss. So the Gemara here is saying that you learn out 10 from Vameis Yeloi, from Apostle Vameis Yeloi. Rashi said you learn out 10 from the translation of Bo.
Because he knows this word, Vameis Yeloi. If the word Sephar means the Bor is 10. Right.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Stam Bo is 10. Rashi doesn't say, because I've got a apostle here telling me that Vameis Yeloi is.
Why does he have to say all those words? The Gemara said all the words. The Gemara said, I know that it's 10 because of these words. Rashi has to say those words.
Why didn't Rashi say that?
The Gemara says
when the Gemara, when Rashi, when the Mishnah says, Ma boy, yesh begdei lahomis, asor, I've got, sheesh begdei lahomis, asor. Rashi should have bought that, Ma boy, sheesh begdei lahomis, kididor shinahomis, I've given lahomis, Vameis Yeloi. No, it's not true. It's not somebody. It's not true even. If you need a pasuk to tell me about Mesiel, that means you're telling me that boy is not necessarily 10. I've got drasha to say that the boy that the Torah is speaking about is 10. If it's true that stam boy is 10, then you don't need the pasuk about Mesiel. If that's what it is,
how would you know?
You don't see it from Mesiel.
How would Rashi assume
that
Rashi would say
we're
always
there?
He
did say it.
What's
he basing it on? Well, it's a translation of boy. A boy, like if I'd ask you, how deep is an amon, a spring, a canal between two fields? How deep is an amon? The stam amon is 6 tefachim deep. Why? Because that's what it is. No, because that's what an amon is. An amon that happens to be why it's called an amon, because it's 6 tefachim deep. But stam amon, stam canal between two fields, is 6 tefachim deep. And stam boy is 10 tefachim.
So, So when you
if it's based on a posse, then it's not stumble. It's a good example,
if you tell me in a different conversation, the Ama is six, that means that you didn't source it from someone, right? You said Ama is six. You told me the Ama is six, like Rashi said over there, Bo is dead. Does that mean that you didn't have a source for that statement?
Stam boy. If you say stam boy, the posse says, Yeche ish boy. The Pasuk specifically here talking about one that dies. But not to that stamboy, not saying a stamboy faket. If you need a Pasuk to tell me what happened here, and that's why we're talking about 9, 10, 10, Kimlu Rabbonon, if that's why you need the Pasuk, it means really a stamboy could be 5. But the Pasuk here especially told us that the boy referring to the boy that the Torah is referring to is a boy of Yud. That's the Joshua. Macy Eloy is a boy that we're referring to here is a boy of Yud. It's not some boy. It's the boy here of the Torah is Yud. Rashi doesn't say that. Stumboy is sorry. It's not stumboy.
The other mentions
of
Bo. I was going to ask that. Yeah. There's the only boy that the Torah talks about that killed a boy. Does the Torah talk about
not referring to Ezekiel, so what? So it's not standard. Standard, the translation of stand by a sword means a standard size pit is 10 tfachim.
Right, that kills.
No, nobody mentioned that. Ma boy, sheyesh b'gedei lahom is a sword. Translate the words. Just like a boy, standard size boy that can kill. A standard size, just like a pit, is one that can kill. Says Rashi, how do I know that? Because Stam Boy is Asara. So just like the pit the Torah is speaking about is 10 Tvachim deep. And that's why, how do you know it can kill 10 Tvachim deep? Because it's Stam Boy is Asara. No, it's not because of Stam Boy Asara. The Met, Eb Boy, Stam Boy could be 5 Tvachim. The Pasuk here especially told me, we're talking about that one can kill. So we should have brought it from the Pasuk, not from a Mitzias. If I go, let's say I ask you for a kad, yes. There's something called a kad and something called a chobis. And I go up to ask you for a kad. Kad. You give me a certain size. If I ask you a chobis, a bigger size. Why? Because when you refer to a kad, it means this size. When you refer to a chobis, it means this size. Rashi there says when you refer to a bow, it means this size. Why? Because this is the size of a bow. Not true. The size of a boy could be less, could be more. The size of this boy, which the Torah is speaking about, is this size because the Pasuk said so. Not because of Stamboy or so, because the Pasuk specifically said so. We don't have from Josh about Misi Eloi. That's the second Kasha of Rashi. So really the two Kasha are very connected. First Kasha is, if it's Stamboy or Zasara, so it's written. If that's the translation of the word, then it's written. Second is, if you learn through our Gemara, you'll see the Gemara learned it from somewhere else. But obviously, once we knocked out the first
one. But the tenth is still interjected into that other definition.
Where?
Where it talks about the board that you
mess
up.
It's not a definition now. It was a special drosha. To say that this boy is talking about a boy that can kill.
Right.
And
what kind of boy
is it? Not definition that.
Yeah, but then a boy that can kill, then it becomes, there's no subjectiveness to that.
No. And then, Kim Rabbanon, that Misa happens by 10. Not because the standard pit is that size. Kim Rabbanon, that Misa is by 10. And the apostle said here about Misa, like, ooh, yeah, moving.
The first Rashi, the Hubbard and the Dike of the Kral and Nafko, it seems not like what Tosos is saying. It seems like it's true, but on Nun, he says Amor is 10. But here it seems that it's being the Dike from the Puzzle, that a killer boar is 10. An illegal
boar. This Rashi, we'll come back to Rashi after we get to the next stage in Tosos, but really it's not true because this Rashi could be masking Stamboy is a sword. But the deal of our Macy always come to tell me a difference between 10 and 9. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who
The second question of Rav Tosfos is that in our Gemara we needed the drasha to tell me that we're talking about a boy of youth. Not that standard size pit is 10, it's a special drasha by Mesir Eloi to tell me that the pit that Torah is speaking about is the pit of 10. Okay. Void the Besamach Parich, and this is a very stark cash. Samach Parich, Soif, Soif, Zab, the Misa, Zab, the Nizokim. Soon we're going to ask, the Gemara says, Soif, Soif, Zab, the Misa, Zab, the Nizokim. Pesha Kuntrus, the Nofal Shoma Shoy, Mashma, Bein Mace, Bein Huzak. Rashi explained, the Nofal Shoma Shoy, those words, Mashma, Bainta, Bain Mace, Bain Huzak. In Cain, if that's true, that Nofal Shoma Shoy is referring to everything that happened to it, Kidoshino, Shoy Beloy Odom, when we dashen Shoy Beloy Odom, Havele the Might, Nami Odom Minizokin. Odom should also be excluded from Nizokin. What's this third kash on Rashi? On Rashi, it's not really kashrut to the first two. It's another kash on the sugya that, according to one mahalach in Rashi, you can tell me which one. According to one mahalach in Rashi, Ze'av and Nizokin means that the Torah is speaking about this. The Torah that says that the Nafal Shoma Shoy Orichamoy was referring even to a bit of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, even referring to a bit like that. And therefore it's enough for Nizokin. Why are you not chayiv if it dies? The animal dies inside it, a bit of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because a bit didn't do it. That's why you're not chayiv. But I met the apostle speaking about this as well. Says Tosfos, if the Pasuk was speaking about this part, I mean, the Nafal Lesoyer Shoy Orech Hamoy Bala Boy Mishanim is referring to a pit of 5, 6, 7, 8 as well. So then, any meal that you learn from the word Shoy or Hamoy should apply to a pit of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we know Shoy Veloy Odom Hamoy Veloy Kenim. So just like you're in a pit of 10, we know Shoy Veloy Odom. A shoy that gets died, you have to pay. If an Adam dies, there's no chiv kaif, you don't need to pay. So too, my pit of 5 should be the same. Should be shoy v'loy Adam, chamoy v'loy kaif. If we would say that the Pasuk speaking about a pit that can kill, that's what the Pasuk speaking about. And there the Torah says, an awful seich of shoy chamoy. So then we return that pit is a din shoy v'le'odon chamoy v'le'kei. But on another pit, which the apostle wasn't speaking about, then we wouldn't say shoy v'le'odon chamoy v'le'kei. The apostle wasn't speaking about it. According to Rashi, who said that the apostle was speaking about pit even on 5, but I'm going to say the shoy chamoy means fell into any pit. Ba'ala Bo Yishan has to pay for anything that happened. Apart from the fact that Mesir Eloi has to pay that the pit did it. If the pit didn't do it, obviously don't need to pay. Right? So says Tosfos, if the Pasuk was speaking about a Shoy, a boy of Nizikin as well, so then all the Mi'utim we learn from Shoy or Chamoy should be relevant to a boy of 5 as well, boy of Nizikin as well. So it should be Potter for Adam. And that's not true. If an Adam falls in a pit, Yachai from Ezek.
And then it reverts back to the first question, the first point where the Rashi says the Stambor is 10. And so then if you talk about the Shor B'Chamor is dealing with the Stambor, then it's limited to this. To
right, there you go. Yeah. If you learn like that in Ahlami, but we're just asking from the second Mahalach of Rashi.
I know, right.
Right? On the second Mahalach, he also talks about managing two Mahalach and Rashi. This is a big Nafka Mina, this Kash of Tosfos. Yeah, yeah, David, what's your...
How does the second half of Rashi fit with Rashi's statement that Stambor is 10?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Right.
So there's not a contradiction within Rashi?
Yeah, it's really shameless in our Rashi as well. If any of you got a contradiction, two to say is an
answer. So why doesn't he stick with the other Mahalach to be consistent with Stambor's time? This
Mahalach does not.
This work could be a fine.
Yeah, nachon. According to the second Mahalach, it doesn't fit in with Rashi.
It doesn't.
If Rashi is Rashi, spirit.
Yeah, so this is not Chino of Rashi, so.
Yes.
Yeah,
Masi. Masi.
No, so, nachon, he's a chay right. Rashi there's a stand by his ten, and he was saying, Kiyiche ish boy, an officer in Shechem, where he's master all types of boy, whether it's 9, whether it's 10, whether it's 5. Yeah, doesn't fit him in that, actually. Okay, so, that's place the second kasha, third kasha. Two kashas on the Rashi in Daf Nun, and one kasha from Alstu Yehiel B'nei Rabbi. That what's the third kasha? That here we're saying that Rashi says an officer to show you how the boy is referring to all types of boys. If it's referring to all types of boys, it should be also a p'tor of Ezekiel for Adam in a boy. Show you the Adam.
Didn't we learn that when there's when we want to be medayek something and exclude something, that we limit, that we exclude the least that we can?
Like a shah.
So therefore we would leave, we would only we still have Mount Ezekiel.
If you have one possible that we have to dash it for one thing, you're never right to dash it for if the Torah is speaking about, that's what the Torah is. How do you know your chai for Nezik? For chai Nezik Sam, how do we know if a person injures himself, he's chai to pit? From this pit, what it's talking about is we're not going to show you or the show damage gets damaged. Not going to show you, and from here we learn as you can. So we say the show breaks himself. So on these drushes, where's this slice up between me and his oak? And the Torah is speaking, mamash this. It's like saying, well, whatever, don't need the mosh of it. That's what it is. The apostle was speaking about this story. And the apostle said, in this story, I'm here, only show you, show the other. Fine.
Why would that not apply to me?
I'll gain the fire. So now we have a pshat of Tosis. We understand Tosis' difficulties. Now, how is Tosis going to answer these difficulties? I'll gain the farish. The Stamboy is Omek Harumi. The Stamboy is. No, there's no way of knowing it either. You can say Al-Kay, you can say Al-Kochach. Yeah. There's no way of knowing on this at least. Al-Kay near the Farish. The Stamboy, Omoik Harumi. A Stamboy is very deep, much deeper than 10. A Stamboy, boy, by definition, is 100 meters deep. Very, very deep.
Why is happening more than 10?
Very good question. Very good question. As we go on, we might get to whether one out, but the Maram asks the question. Okay, near the Farish. The Stamboy, Omri Karabi. But Tzicha, no. So Stamboy is very deep. Says Tesis, but Tzicha boy, Vami Sielo. You need both. You need the Torah to write boy and Vami Sielo. Do you know Iksiv boy? Had the Torah not written boy, remember boy means very deep. Had the Torah not written boy,
at all.
Had not written the word boy. Kiyechayish, v'nofal tirashoy, v'amei sielo. Had the Torah not written boy. Not written. You don't.
It must have been done before.
Yeah. Have amine. Call the cartel. You don't need something which is a lethal pit. Don't need it. You dug anything and the animal died because of it. Chayv to pay. I dug a 5-tefachim trench and the animal walked in and fell and died. They have to pay for it. The hammer didn't have to pay for it. Call the cartel. Even if it can't kill. So that's why you need the boy. Boy tells me, no. It needs to be something they can kill. It's a boy. And it said just boy. Hamamine Davka Boy Vashiach Ma'ori. I would have thought you're only chai for a boy, but you're not chai for a long rectangular trench, or you're not chai for Ma'ora. Tigzeris HaKosovo, you would have thought it's Tigzeris HaKosov. You need a boy.
Or that's very, very deep.
Lahachi Itzrich Chavai. Therefore, you need both. Now, this line of Tosis, this last line of Tosis, if this is what you had to fight about, that's great. This last line of Tosis is really difficult. Mashal, Maran, and Amish Maran. I tell you how I would have read it, how I would have written the Tosis. And then we have to look at Tosis and see if that's what Tosis wrote. Tosis told us a boy, standard boy, is very, very deep. Why did Tosis say that? Because it can't be a standard boy is 10. Because if a standard boy is 10, then it is written in the Torah. We have a Tosis first cut. So it's not true. Standard boy is very, very deep. Right? That answers your point that you asked. Standard boy is very deep. So why do I need it to say boy and Vamesia loy? Because had they not said boy and it just said Vamesia loy, you'd have thought, whatever you do, if it kills, you have to pay, irrelevant how deep it is. So the positive is boy. Boy tells me, no, it has to be something you can kill. Standard boy is really deep, you can kill. Had it just said boy and not said Vamesi Eloi, this is what I would now write in Tosis, I would have thought, you only chayv if it's very, very deep. Standard boy is very, very deep. Kemash olam Vamesi Eloi, that you chayv, even if it's just a depth that can kill. That's why I knew the possible Vamesi Eloi. You know, a valid needs to be something that can kill. That would have been boy. If we would just have boy, I would have thought it needs to be something which is really deep, like what they're digging out there to make the foundations. That's what I would have thought you need. Now, Macy Eloy limits it and says, no, you don't need it to be really deep. It's just good enough to be a depth that can kill, which is then talking. That's how I would have written this thesis. Right? You're reading very well. Thesis, though, doesn't read like that, doesn't write that anyway. Thesis says, had we had boy, Had we not had Vamesi Eloi, you would have thought you're only chayev for boy, but not for shiach emor. You wouldn't be chayev for shiach emor. That's why Vamesi Eloi can't include other things besides boy. You're chayev for shiach emor.
You can use your
shiach into this process for it. Right, it has to. It's that has to be. The pshat I said has to be pshat Tosis. Because that's all build up of Tosis. Tosis said a boy is really deep. So how do we just a boy with the thought it needs to be really deep? Kemash v'alav, I mean, it doesn't have to be so deep. That has to be the pshat. The words of Tosis don't automatically connect you with that. Tosis said, had we just said boy, not I mean, I would have thought that's a boy. But if it's rectangular or a pit, then you wouldn't be chayiv. Even for a rectangular pit. So how do we put my shot into this?
Because the Siyach and the Ma'ara are not necessarily very deep. And by excluding those, you're excluding something that's very, very deep. So he's now being the Mayate, the to be a lethal boar, by defining it with a Siyach, which isn't deep.
Very good. The Maran speaks out, like you say. So it's the same like this, and the Mashal would also agree to this. Had we just had boy, a boy is very, very deep. Had we just had boy, I would have thought only a boy and not a shia. You know what a shia is? It's like a trench. It's not very deep. Or as a cave, it's not very deep. I would have thought you only chai for a boy that's real deep. But if it be a shia, a rectangular trench, maybe you wouldn't be chai. If it's covered, maybe you wouldn't be chai. Kamash one of Amesi Eloi to say Yechai for Shiach and Ma'or. One second. Yechai for Shiach. Shiach's not really deep. Shiach's only 10 Tvachim. Ma'or's only 10 Tvachim. So, and yet Yechai for that. Ah, okay. So now Amesi Eloi is also Megalitas. You also Yechai for Boy, even if it's not that deep. From including Shiach Ma'or will therefore reveal to us what type of boy you're going to be a chayv.
Okay, that's, but what about for damages then?
One second.
Okay.
must keep to the point that we're following. Yeah.
Right. So keep in the sense of that has to be killed more, that actually is lowering the bar as opposed to, you know, insofar as like it's not saying it has to be as so deep as very deep as the definition of board.
So again, you're right. Again, had we had this thing again, had we had just Vamesi Eloi and not Boy at all, I wouldn't say what you dug. You dug Vamesi Eloi. Then what would I have said? Had you just had Vamesi Eloi, what would you have said? Who cares on the size? If the animal died, chayv to pay. Animal didn't die, not chayv to pay. That's what you would have said.
But it has to be killer from the get-go.
No. Had you just had Vamesi Eloi, you would have thought, if the animal died, you have to pay for it.
Okay.
The relevant in the size of the pit.
Okay.
Kamashalon boy. Boy is a killer pit, because standard boy is really deep. So the Pasuk says, boy, to teach me the only chai for Misa if it's a pit that can kill. Had we just had boy and not about Mesi Eloi, I would have thought the only chai for Misa if you make this type of boy, this tambo is really, really deep. But if it's anything less than that, even if the animal dies, you wouldn't need to pay. Even though this pit could kill, you wouldn't need to pay. But Mesi Eloi tells me your chai also for other stands, other pits, boy, shiach, ma'or, you're chayiv for those as well. Now those of them, shiach, stam shiach is not real deep. And yet the pasuk is saying you're chayiv for them. So the Tavos of Imigdalitas, you're chayiv also for things which can kill, right, which can kill. That we learn from boy, has to be something which can kill. But it doesn't have to be really deep, it can be also shiach, ma'or. Now that we see from Sheikh Ma'or, that doesn't have to be really deep. We learn that back to Boy. A standard side Sheikh. Those are Matthias. These are things. How did Tosis know the standard size of Boy is really deep?
I know what really deep means.
So I dug 12. I understand what real deep means. I know what said real deep.
You're asking on words which are used to define certain things, right? So, Yosef was thrown into a pit. How deep was the pit? Pasuk said he was thrown into a pit. How deep was that pit? 20 what?
20
amos is real deep. 20 amos is almost five times the size that's needed for a 10 tefachim pit, right? So 20 amos is 120 times 6, no? 120, all right? 120 tefachim deep. 120 tefachim deep. That's what the Torah says. He was thrown into a pit. That's how the Torah spoke about pit. So a standard size pit is very deep. That's what Tosis says. It's, how did Tosis know? You see, that's what the Torah speaks about for you in other places. If you would refer about digging a pit, you say he's dug a pit. You don't say dig a little thing of 10 tefachim. Digging a bit means really deep. A shiach is a trench. A standard size of a shiach is not so deep. A mara is a cave. You know, you can go to caves. You know what caves look like. Right? Standard size cave is not so deep. So the Pasuk Amisi Eloi is coming to say, you don't need dafka this shape deep down. It can be also a shiach mara. So what's the Pasuk Amisi Eloi teaching us? It doesn't need to be so deep. It can be less. So made of one in bone, even if you're making a round one, it doesn't have to be so deep by the one they threw Yosef in. It can be even less. As long as Amisi Eloi is going to limit it to say anything which can kill, anything which can kill. That's how the Choyah would read this Tosis. Maram speaks it out. Ashur also, but Ashur is a bit more creative. The Maram speaks out this problem. Again, it is a problem because when you read Tosis, automatically you read this way. But that must be what Tosis means, and that's all build up. So it starts off, it's very deep. And Vamesi Eloi is coming to make it not as deep. Tosis in Baba Kama, we're in Baba Kama, no?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, that's what our thesis here says. Fine. That's why you need both. You need part of boy. Why do you need boy? Why is it not good enough for Amesia, Loic? Right. And why do and now boy teaches you, no, it has to be a lethal bit. And why do you need Amesia, Loic? What's Amesia, Loic doing? Limiting the depth. It doesn't need to be so much. So we start off seeing the sugya thinking, Amesia, Loic is coming to define to us how deep it has to be. Yeah, it's really good places. It's not going to say how deep you have to go, but rather how little you have to go. That the boat is really deep. I don't think you need to go that deep. But may see it good enough if it's that deep. Okay. Vachi parich. And now this is what the Gemara carries on. Loi tes ksiv, loi yud ksiv behed. It doesn't say tes, and it doesn't say yud in the Torah clearly. Or masik. And one says, no. It does. Vamesi Eloi tells me 10 tvachim. Then the Gemara asks, Masik, so the Gemara concludes, so ze'av lemisa, ve'ze'av lemizokin, pirush, kiven the boy yud, loik siv be'edyem. It doesn't say mefurush in the Torah, boy yud. We're learning out from el mafkinon misvara, te'vamesi Eloi. We learn out misvara, Yossi. We learn out misvara, Vamesi Eloi, to be inon kidei lahomis. And we need Vamesi Eloi, we need it to be something can kill. Now.
What is it? Misvara.
I'll tell you in a second why. But what do these words mean here? And I'm afkino misvara, we learn out misvara, we'll see in a second why it is misvara. We learn from Vamesi Eloi that you need one that can kill. We learn from Vamesi Eloi that you need one that can kill?
Not
more. You learn that from Bar. You learn from Bar that you need one that can kill. Not from Vamesi Eloi. Vamesi Eloi was limiting it to say you don't need it to be able to kill. Whoa. You know, whatever happens, we're all like good enough to stand for him. So what does these words of Tosis mean? Svar we're going to come to, but what does these words?
Even if it's only 10.
Just enough to
go. Right, so you've added in a word. Which word?
Only.
Only. How do we say that in Hebrew? Rak. To be in Iraq, kedei lahamis. All you need is kedei lahamis. So you have now been magia your Tosis and added in a word to Tosis. Maisa, that's what we don't want to pick up in a minute. It says the Rishash. Even here, it's not a secret. It's not a secret. It's not. Okay. Rashi, the Rishash at the back of our Gemara's adds in that word. Adds in the word Rak, okay, near the Torah. Okay, very good. Fantastic. So we're in on Rak, Kedei Lahos. But Maisa, like, told me that you don't need it to be. You just need it, rak. You don't need it to be that it can definitely kill, like really deep. Good enough, rak. Kidei lahamis. Doesn't have to be mighty deep, even just enough to kill. These words, beinon kidei lahamis, don't exist in the Quran. The words, beinon kidei lahamis, are not in our Gemara, not in Bavli.
So, saying,
Rabbi Sielo
is teaching us
his
words in the Gemara.
Yeah. So, what's it teaching us?
That's completely just
that.
We need a bit that can kill.
Well, that we learned from Boy already. Taisa said beforehand that had we had Boy, had we had just Rabbi Sielo, I would have thought anything that dies, you have to pay for. That's what I need boy for. Boy teaches me that it has to be a pit that's lethal. So Vamesi Eloi, fuck yeah. Amisi Eloi, if anything, if you just have Amisi Eloi, you would have thought, you're chayvim for three tefachim if it does. It's the word boy that taught us you need kedei lahomas. And here it is saying that you learn from Amisi Eloi that you need kedei lahomas. Of course the Gemara says it. Because you can't forget, you can't forget the beginning of Tosis. When you learn Tosis, you have to forget the whole way through Tosis. Tosis is built up for us a picture. That the Pasuk says, boy and vamis yelo. Why do you need both? Why do you need boy and vamis yelo? Says Tosis. Because if you would just had vamis yelo, you wouldn't have known ten tefachim. You would not have known ten tefachim.
Gomorrah says,
Vamesi Elohim reveals to
us 10.
Uh-huh.
So what does he say? Gomorrah says, is 10 equals 10. And he says, that was
the question.
Is 10. The king Lehu Rabbanu. That was
where it means
10.
So he's another question. On the one hand, the Pasuk says, boy. The Mishnah says, ma boy yesh begedei lahomis. The words of the Mishnah that no nomad base. That boy is kedei lahomis. The other hand, we have a pasuk here, the Midashan from Barmesi Eloi, to tell me that it's 10 tefachim. So how can we reconcile the two? Is it boy, or is it Barmesi Eloi? That's the discussion. Tzadechod, the Mishnah seems to say, boy is kedei lahomis. Not boy kedei lahomis. The Torah says, Yirish boy. Boy means kedei lahomis. And our Gemara learns it from Barmesi Eloi. The Barmesi Eloi is kedei lahomis. So what's going on? That was Tosis' cash. Tosis' teret is the both points. Had we just had Barmesi Eloi, you wouldn't have known Kedei Lahomis. That's what you need boy for. Boy, like the Mishnah says in Baba Kam, no nomad base, ma boy Kedei Lahomis. The word boy means Kedei Lahomis. So what do you do with Agumar? Agumar says, Barmesi Eloi told me that. No, says Tosis beforehand. Barmesi Eloi told me you don't need so much Kedei Lahomis. It's good enough to have a pit of 10 tefachim. The minimal size of Kedei Lahomis is good enough. That's what you learn from Barmesi Eloi, that the minimal size of Kedei Lahomis. Barmesi Eloi is not coming to teach me that you need one that can kill. That's not what Barmesi Eloi is coming to teach me. That we learn from the word boy. And boy teaches me that you need one that can kill. Barmesi Eloi is teaching me that you don't need it to be so deep. It's good enough to be the minimal size that can kill.
So a bow less than 10 is not called a bow.
A boy less than 10. I'm saying even a boy of 10 is not the standard size boy.
That's not
for stuff. That's the boss of Amisi is Megala to me. Yeah. No, that one also your high
for. When we talk about a pit less than 10, it's not called a board. No, it's called a board. It's just not a stand. Board. It's not a stand board.
And they're not any different than a pit of 10. A standard size pit is no, very deep.
Different name.
What?
You have to say a different name. So talk to me about a bowl that you're referring to something less than 10.
And why are you picking on less than 10? What about 10? A standard size boy is very deep.
10, Tosos is telling us that the words about Barmesi Eloi and Bo reveal to me that 10 is minimal.
That can kill.
Yes, that's where you kill a bit.
So but boy by definition is very deep. Right? Even though boy by definition is very deep, Barmesi Eloi is regalitas, the boy that Torah is speaking about is not that deep. Okay, if you have a question about Nizokin, wait for half a minute till we get the next time. Tosis, we'll see. Bentayim, we had a difficulty with Tosis in reading Tosis. Tosis taught us beforehand that the word Barmesi Eloi doesn't teach us that you need a pit that can kill. Barmesi Eloi does not teach you that. Barmesi Eloi does not teach you that you need a boy that can kill. That's not what Barmesi Eloi teaches us.
If we know that,
I don't mind interrupting the whole time. It's unfair. But the point is that I was just about to carry on the next half of the sentence. So let me finish off half. Then I don't like interrupting you, but I just want to finish this point. Otherwise, Yossi's Shaking his head saying, again, he doesn't have to go with all two again. So now I want to finish this point. Tosis till now has told us that Vamesi Eloi does not teach us that you need a pit that can kill. That's not what Vamesi Eloi teach you. If you would only have Vamesi Eloi, you would have thought that even a pit that can't kill your chayfo if it dies, if the animal dies. If you would have just said those three words, you would have thought even a pit that's not lethal, you would have thought that you're not chayfo to pit. How do you know you need a boy that can kill? How do you know that? From which words in the Torah do you see that you need a boy that can kill? You see that from the word boy, not from Vamesi Eloi. Not from Vamesi Eloi. What does Vamesi Eloi teach us? You don't need it to be that deep. Even a minimal size of death is good enough. But the word boy is what's teaching us you need kedei lohamis. That's what the word boy means. Vamesi Eloi doesn't teach us it needs to be kedei lahamis. It's the word boy that taught us it has to be kedei lahamis. And Vamesi Eloi taught us it doesn't have to be sodi. Even if it's just kedei lahamis, it's also good enough. If you read the Tosas, Tosas doesn't say that. Tosas says, Elam afchino misva me Vamesi Eloi debi'ino kedei lahamis. You learn from Vamesi Eloi that you need it kedei lahamis. You need one that can kill. That's simple translation. You learn from Vamesi Eloi that you need a pit that can kill. That's what you learn from Vamesi Eloi. That you learn, need a pit that can kill. No, you learn that from boy. So that's why Reuven and the Rishash changed the gifts. Boy teaches you that you need a lethal pit. Vamesi Eloi teaches you that even if it's just kedei lahamis is also enough to be chayev. How do you know what the size is? Kim lehu rabbanon dahainu boy yud. Rabbanon knew that it was 10 to 5. How did they know that? Right, Tosis said a line beforehand. Misvara. That's the svara. The Pasuk says, Vamesi Eloi, you need a bit that can kill. The minimal size that can kill. The minimal size that can kill. How much is that? It's svara. 10 to 5. Right.
Based on a
pasuk, so the pasuk is thinking about boy. A boy really is something which can really, really deep. But Vamesi Eloi tells me, you know, 10. No, sure, what's your
boy? It's not me. I was just wondering, why is it that if you did have the term boar, because if you have only the term boar, then you think it's very deep and it can't be a treasure, can't be a cave, you know, it has to be a boar. So,
How do you know?
Because we have the Rabban that say by Sfar, there's no causation there.
Maybe a chayim even
but
in your
because it's only three fucking. It's not something
that's a big cash. I've seen places. There was a havimina. A person needs to pay. If not for the word boy, there's a havimina. A person needs to pay for his pit killing, even if it's not the pit that can kill. Right? That's what's clear in places. He needed the possible boy to tell me no, it has to be a lethal pit. But otherwise, a person would have to pay, even though the pit itself is not something which can kill. Nachon? So you're asking, why should that be?
Yeah, what
are you asking?
Because he didn't cause it, because it's not a killer pit, so right. It didn't cause it.
Right? That was the cash, that's the cash on Tosis. Yeah? We spoke about this on Thursday, when we did Rashi. Same cash. In the first Malach of Rashi, same kasha that seems to be a chayiv for boy, even if it can't kill. Even if it can't kill, we chayiv for boy. And we explained that really, although it's all the boy doing on its own, why did the animal die? Was it just a shkocha, the animal fell in and died?
Combination
of the pit together with it. So there's a hamani bichai for that. Yeah, the animal, if not for the pit, the animal wouldn't be alive. So there's a hamani bichai for that. That's what boy is coming to tell me about. So to answer your question, had we had Bamisi Eloi, Bemet, I would have thought that pit would be chayv, even if it was only 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, 5 tvachim. If it died, not because my pit itself can kill on its own, but my pit is the trigger for its death. If we have any, be chayv for that. Kamashu on boy, they are chayv only if the pit itself is something that can kill. And then Kamashu on Bamisi Eloi, after letting boy to tell me, that it doesn't need to be a pit that can kill, whoa, so deep. Good enough, a pit that can kill on its own. How much is that? 10? Now, this is not, like Yosef was asking before, this is not the word of Bori. When we get to 10, that's not the translation of Bori. The translation of Bori is really deep. It's not the translation of Bori. But Mesia Lo is saying, if, in the end of the day, this thing that you did killed, you have to pay. So Tez is going to say, if you're going to go with Svara, so then take it a step further. As much as 10 is not the standard boy, but yet the Pasuk says, you're chayv to pay. Why are you chayv to pay? Because your pit did it. So if so, even a boy of 9, if it did damages, you should be chayv to pay. Your pit did it. And at the end of the day, the only way why you're chayv for 10, even though it's not what the Torah is speaking about boy, it's because that Mesia Lo tells me, whatever your pit did, you're chayv to pay for. If so, what did? A boy of 7, 8, 9 should be the same. That's what this is going on now, another 2 or 3 lines. Boy, you test Nami, I have a svar, Dava Av, Linizok. The key for the age big data has it. I might even have to finish up Tesis next time because it's not after time.
Is this not a question of the Gemara?
He's explaining the Gemara.
He says, "Oh, does Nami have a svara?"
No, no, that's the Gemara saying. The Gemara was speaking out. The Gemara said, "Boy, nizokin ze'av nizokin ze'av misa ze'av nizokin," meaning just like av misa, we're saying it's misa because misvara, because we know that 10 causes damage, so can kill. So to the svara should tell me that av nizokin kimchish begadil hazik hazik. And now he's going to answer why his kashas that he had on Rashi are now Yosef. Does anyone mind if we have a short shiur tomorrow just to finish off Tesis? If I start going through again on Thursday, I think we might lose the flow. Anyone mind a short shiur tomorrow?
No,
9:30. Yeah, 9:30 just to finish off his Tesis. Wherever you're holding it. Yeah, is that okay with everyone? 9:30, we can do it for 20 minutes, it doesn't have to be so long, I just want to finish off the test. And what should you do after that? Right? Okay, Mr. Peretz, it might be, it'll be a 20-minute show or something, just to finish off tomorrow.
I'll be on the way to Jerusalem then.
So we'll record and send it to you. Okay, should be well.